Good afternoon, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, January 15th, 2013. Well, it was the coldest morning for the date ever here in Tucson. Well, as long as they've been keeping records anyway. We hit an official low out at the Tucson International Airport of 17 degrees. Looks like our record string of freeze warnings will end tomorrow. Boy, I hope so. At five straight of these hard freeze mornings, and I don't know what the plants are going to look like when we finally uncover them to check out what kind of damage we have, but I know there will be damage. A lot of the plants just can't take this repeated over and over cold weather that we've been having. Maybe Phil Cedar at Green Things will know a little bit better about what's been going on here, but this has been a really, really record-breaking string of cold weather here on the Tucson area. We are live on the Buckmaster Show each weekday from noon to 1, the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030. KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We are live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. You can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. The show is also posted to the tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com, also carrying our program as well. Plus, we have links to the Buckmaster Show on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sojourita Sun at gvnews.com. We also have our program prominently displayed on the homepage for Blog at Arizona. Their website is blogforarizona.com. During this hour, we will be talking about the governor's State of the State address, which she delivered yesterday at the state capitol. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will join us with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, it's our monthly technology report presented by Cox Business. Then we will close out the show with our blogger segment, the Blogger Beat segment with David Safir of Blog for Arizona. We encourage you to be part of the conversation by calling the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040, or you can post a question or comment to our Facebook page. The big news from the governor's State of the State address was her decision yesterday to call for the restoration and expansion of health care coverage for the poor. The governor's surprise inclusion of that proposal was most welcome, according to the Arizona Republic. If you have an opinion on that, 790-2040, 790-2040 for comments on the governor's surprise announcement to, for the restoration and expansion of health care coverage for the poor. This was somewhat of a last-minute decision, and very few people thought that was going to be coming. And she made that announcement, and it's according to the Arizona Republic, it was most welcome to the governor's, what they call her ambitious agenda. We're going to take a break right here. When we return, we'll have Shelley Fishman joining me in the studio. Stay with us.
Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new landscape evolution observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Things a little different. We started with a commercial break, but that's not a big deal because we always want to thank all of our sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. But now we begin with the content with Republican Ethan Orr, freshman state lawmaker from the Metro Tucson's District 9. He joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line from the Westin La Paloma, where the governor is rereading her State of the State address for a Southern Arizona audience. Ethan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you. And I apologize for being a few minutes late. I wanted to wait until they did the prayer and the pledge before I stepped out of the meeting. But it's a very exciting meeting.
Well, we will certainly accept your apology, and we did a little soft shoe here while we were waiting for you, Ethan. The surprise announcement, the governor calling for the restoration and expansion of health care coverage for the poor, were you as surprised as other lawmakers?
You know, I really was. And I think it's going to be a very interesting dynamic from what I've heard. She already has the votes in the Senate because it's a 17-13 split with all 17 all 13 Democrats being in favor of it, and she only needs a few Republicans to move over there. The House is an interesting dynamic because there's 24 Democrats and 36 Republicans. So in order to get that passed, she's certainly going to have to go through committees, but she needs at least 7 Republicans to come out in favor of that.
What do you think about it? Had you gone on record saying that you didn't think it was a good idea?
Well, originally the stance that I was taking before the federal government kind of played hardball with the state of Arizona was the restoration of the 204 monies and going to 100%, because at that point we were going to do a 90% reimbursement rate. I thought that was a very good compromise position. And then a few weeks ago, the federal government basically played hardball with the state and said, we won't give you any reimbursement unless you do the full, basically covering people up to 133% of the poverty level. And at that level, it actually, they changed our budget dynamic. It's cheaper to do the expansion than to do the full restoration. Basically, it would cost us $485 million to take it to 100%, because the federal government's not going to be a good partner in that. But if we do the 133%, I've heard estimates of about $137 to $157 million. So it's actually less to do the expansion.
Are you on board then?
Pretty much. I'm inclined to support it. What I'd like to do is I want to talk to the governor and use this as an opportunity, because I work with people that are on this access program, and I want to make sure that we have we don't trap people in the system, that they can come off the system for employment, and if they were to lose the job, come back onto the system without, so it's easier to do the job search process. And if the governor does that, I'm going to support it.
Republican Ethan Orr is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. He is a freshman lawmaker from Tucson's District 9. Other highlights, the governor asked lawmakers to fund 200 more caseworkers for child protective services, yeah, including 50 immediately. Also, she pushed to simplify the state sales tax system. Are you on board with some of the things you're hearing?
Yes, I am. I think CPS, Child Protective Services, is very much understaffed, and we're dealing with people who truly need help. I mean, some of the weakest and most vulnerable within our society. So I'm on board with expanding the caseworkers. I've already met with people from the Department of Economic Security, the staff members, and said, look, how can I as a legislature make your job easier? The tax simplification, I do think that it is necessary, particularly the deal that she's made with Amazon to start taxing Amazon, and I hope expanding that to all Internet sales, because it puts Internet basically at an unfair playing advantage to our brick-and-mortar, our local businesses. I do think, and I've talked to the Department of Revenue, the head of the Department of Revenue about this, we need to make sure that within her tax package that communities like Oro Valley, Marana, even unincorporated Pima County, where you're generating, because at the point of sale, you're generating so much revenue, we need to make sure those communities come out whole.
Okay, Ethan Orr, thank you very much, and we will keep in touch with you as this session gets going, and let you get back now to the governor's State of the State address that she'll be delivering. Ethan Orr, thank you very much.
Bill, thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, 12:18 now on the Buckmaster Show, and we've got Shelley Fishman waiting here in the wings with me in studio. He'll be with us in a few seconds.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the man himself, Shelley Fishman. And Shelley has just driven down from the west in La Paloma, where we were talking to Ethan Orr, and where the governor is prepared to do her kind of reread of the state of the state. And pretty good crowd up there. This is kind of a, you were taking part in the kind of the multi-chamber, had kind of an exhibit, right?
Yeah, there? That's been going on for years. The major chambers in Pima County do what's called a multi-chamber expo. We set up between 200 and 300 tables are for sale, or for rent, if you will, for the morning. And we get close to 1,000 people, you know, coming by. So it's a good opportunity for businesses to show their wares and to network with each other. And there's a lot of that goes on, you know, people who haven't seen each other in a while. As I was driving out of the La Paloma Resort, I can tell you that Sunrise was backed up. Palomita Drive was backed up. The parking lot is full. It's a huge crowd there today. So it's been very successful for the multi-chamber expo. And I assume the luncheon was filled up as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it was filled up. And everyone knows it's not like there won't be any big surprises.
No, you could have heard it last night. The idea of being there.
Yeah, be there for kind of the reread for the Southern Arizona audience. You heard Ethan Orr talking, Shelley Fishman, about his reaction seems to be on board, pushing the governor is now pushing to simplify the state's state sales tax system, which he says is overly complex for businesses.
In my opinion, anything that begins to restore some of the deep cuts that were made during the the depths of the recession and the financial crisis the state was in are very welcome, especially when we're restoring cuts to people, restoring funding to people who are very needy and who have experienced tremendous cutbacks. Healthcare in this country and in this state, if we don't get it under control, both the costs and some ability to do preventive medicine and something other than just dealing with people once they get very, very sick, we will bankrupt us. As a country, we're spending, you hear between 17% and 19% of our GDP on healthcare. The next highest of the industrialized countries is Switzerland with about 12%. We need to get down to at least that level of spending. Otherwise, healthcare is going to bankrupt us.
The governor also talked about a $1 billion surplus. What to do with that money? Should they put aside a certain portion of it for the rainy day fund, or should they spend it on education?
Well, and I don't think it's an either or. I think it should be a combination of things, Bill. When the governor took over, and I'm speaking from memory now, and I probably shouldn't do that, but I think there was between $700 and $800 million in the rainy day fund that Governor Napolitano.
I think that sounds about right. It was close to.
Close to a billion,
yeah.
But certainly, three-quarters of a billion. We went through that in 2 years. Now, it's not likely that you're going to get a deep recession like the one we had, but there will be recessions. There just will. I mean, the business cycle is a cycle. So getting that rainy day fund restored is very important. At the same time, we have to understand what's happened to education in the state, what's happened to some of our revenue sources in the state. We have gone from number one or number two inward movement. We are now, number one or number two outward movement of people from the state. We have, a problematic secondary and post-secondary education funding. There are things that we need to do if we are going to attract business into the state. Last week I was in California, in Newport Beach, actually, at a conference. The four top markets, Bill, for commercial expansion in this country, three of the four are in California. Mm-hmm. The fourth is New York City. Mm-hmm. So we talk and we hear all the time about this outward movement from California, and we're going to land all these California companies here in Arizona. Hasn't happened, ain't going to happen. So we have to be competitive in a way that makes us attractive. And the way you do that is by having a skilled labor force that's willing to build a career here in the state, and safety and good education for our kids, and reasonable taxes, of course. But you take a look at those four markets: San Francisco, Silicon Valley, New York, and Orange County. Mm-hmm. They're some of the highest taxing authorities in the world, and yet they're the fastest growing. So taxes are a consideration when businesses determine whether they're going to stay somewhere or move.
But is education, exactly, so is lifestyle, right, so many
taxes
issues.
Taxes are down at the bottom.
Yeah. Shelley Fishman is with us. This is the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, I want to talk a little bit about why you are optimistic, hear from you on this economy as we get into 2013. What's at the top of your list?
Well, thank you for asking, Bill, because people have asked me since I've been, so bullish about 2013, why? What in the world could you be thinking? We've got this cliff or this slope or this curb we're going to go over.
It looks like nonpartisanship is just not a part of the equation.
Right. How could you be so optimistic? So let me just give you a couple of these things. I actually wrote them down because I was at this conference last week and I needed to kind of itemize it. The first thing is energy independence. We have imported less energy as a percentage of our total usage this year, or in 2012, a lower percentage than at any time since 1978. And because of natural gas and fracking, by the way, go see Promised Land, well worth seeing.
Heard about it.
Yeah. Really good movie. That alone will change everything, including geopolitics. When you take a look at what the lower energy costs are potentially doing to bringing back manufacturing from overseas, you have Apple is returning all of their manufacturing from China to the U.S. General Electric has made tremendous strides in that area. And so what we're seeing now, especially as China and India begin to meet the needs of their own middle class with manufacturing for themselves, it is more attractive now to bring manufacturing back in, and major companies are doing that. Bill, what would you guess? How many office buildings in this country are being built right now on spec?
On spec? Can I give you percentage-wise?
No, just give me a number.
Okay, number. 1,000.
One. There is one building being built right now in the U.S. for commercial purposes on spec.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, what does that say about what's going to happen to the rental market because existing buildings need to be filled up?
Right.
There's a pent-up demand for that space right now. Class A buildings are filling up very, very quickly, and it's beginning to move from, the luxury-type buildings to Class A, and now Class B are beginning to fill up. So that means renovation, that means restoration, that means construction trades back in. So and no new buildings to fill the void. That says very good things for the economy from my perspective. We've talked about pent-up demand for durables, cars and robotics and tractors. Another thing, and this has to do with the markets more than the economy, the price-to-earnings ratios, rather, in large and mid-cap stocks are down to some historic lows. The NASDAQ is priced high, but the rest of the market is still below historic averages. That says the markets have a way to go. So there's a whole bunch of things that are coming together that make me think, as long as Washington doesn't, really screw this up, 2013, probably 2014 are going to be very, very good years.
And the investors, your clients have been asking you, and I'm glad you articulated it for us, your feelings of optimism. You have been remarkably accurate, Shelley Fishman, over the last 4 or 5 years on how the Dow was going to do. And you've got you're quite bullish.
Yeah, I am. More bullish than I've been. I call it the renormalization of the markets.
Yeah.
I'm rebalancing client accounts now to resemble accounts that you would have seen in the mid-90s. I believe equities are going to outperform bonds. They did last year, basically, for the first time in a decade. And I think that's going to continue for a while. And that says that you really need to contact your financial advisor and work with him or her to really evaluate your portfolio, because there are opportunities. We're on a very long bull market right now. I mean, the market has been bullish since the middle of, where the first quarter of 2009. That's almost 4 years. We've got a year or two more of increases to go before the normal business cycle, I think, kicks in again.
But you're not just bullish, you're very bullish. Your percentage, we didn't give the percentage. What's the percentage?
Yeah, I think the Dow is going to be in the 14% range, and the broader markets are going to be in the 16 to 20% range.
Shelley Fishman, where can folks get a hold of Shelley Fishman's CFP, Certified Financial Planner?
On Bill Buckmaster
Show.com. Buckmastershow.com. There is a link there to Shelley Fishman.
I will get that right one of these
Shell,
days.
Have a great week.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Just a little more than 1 month since the Connecticut school shootings, President Obama tomorrow will unveil his proposals aimed at combating gun violence. A university in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo is a scene of carnage today after two explosions in a city where there's been fierce fighting recently. Syrian activists say more than 50 people have been killed in the explosions at the city's main university. Facebook's CEO has unveiled a new search feature of the world's biggest online social network. Facebook's stock is surging in the aftermath of today's announcement. On Wall Street, the key averages in negative territory. The Dow is down about 9 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 17, and the S&P 3 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rugg Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rugg Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rugg Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rugg Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rugg Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGGS. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on technology in the workplace. Our technology series is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Sam Williams. Mr. Williams has been involved in sales training since 1983. Sam is an adjunct professor at the UA Eller College of Management. He's the owner and founder of the Tucson-based New View Group. Prior to founding the New View Group, Sam worked with three publicly traded companies, HP, Compact, and Employee Solutions, as a national and regional sales manager selling both products and services. Sam, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
I'm very curious about the New View Group, why you got it started. What was your what were you thinking?
Well, Compact had just been acquired by Hewlett-Packard, and Carly Fiorina had decided that my division should be shut down, and that left me with an opportunity to do something else.
So you were, as they say, kind of forced into a new opportunity.
Yes, but I've been looking at it. I had been traveling on airplanes most of the month, and I had two teenage daughters, and I'd been thinking about finding something that would have me spending more time at home.
So what does New View Group do?
Well, we help companies improve their top line, their revenues, and we help them do this by training their sales teams in consultative sales skills, and we also work with their hapless, untrained managers who really need the training most of all. We also help them select salespeople. We have a variety of instruments, validated instruments that we use to help them put the right type of salesperson in the right place.
What are some of the challenges that corporations deal with when they're faced with training and managing their sales organizations? Let's face it, not everybody's cut out for sales.
Not everybody is cut out for heavy prospecting. We all sell every day to our friends, our families. We often call it persuasion. However, cold calling, prospecting, no, only about 1 in 50 have the stamina for that. And it's hard. A lot of people don't like the rejection. And these particular people just don't seem to be affected by it. But I'd say the biggest problem that companies have is meeting or exceeding their numbers, their revenue figures, and most importantly, the gross margins from those revenues. It's all too easy to cave in under pressure and to discount your prices.
What are some of the standard misconceptions about that people have when developing and managing a sales organization, and what are some of the biggest mistakes they make, Sam?
I'd say the biggest one is not profiling your salespeople. And by that I mean using validated psychological profiles. What happens is that you wind up putting hunters into farmers' roles and farmers into hunters' roles, and you have far higher turnover than you might ordinarily. If you get it right the first time, your turnover rates can be cut in half, and your first-year productivity can be doubled. So I find that as one of the biggest issues. The other issue I come across is initial training, sales training, is supposed to last forever, like a vaccination. And what really happens is that after about 90 to 120 days, if you go back and retest, you'll find that about 70% of it has been forgotten. And so constant retraining and reinforcement training is the way to go.
How do you do this profiling where you talk about those that are the hunters that can go out and do the heavy prospecting for sales and versus the farmers who cultivate the perhaps existing accounts?
We use validated instruments. That means they don't have any gender, age, or race bias. We try to find instruments that are used all over the world, where it's been used in Russia and China and the United States. One of those is called DISC, and DISC is an acronym for Dominance, Influence, Steadiness, and Compliance. There are a number of vendors. The one that I have the most experience with is located in Scottsdale. It's called Target Training International, and they do a great job. Of course, there are other types of validated instruments, but that's the one I'm the most comfortable with.
Technology plays a larger role in our lives these days. How has it changed and improved the training industry as well as a variety of sales tools available?
Well, training and education are sort of at the foot of the tsunami, which is building momentum. It will probably go into play most often in the commercial setting because of its ability to reduce costs, improve performance, and improve revenue. Gradually, universities will start to pick it up. What I see most often is the ability to train anytime, anywhere, using mobile devices. So smartphones, tablet devices, laptops, even antique desktops are now being used to help train. Most people are familiar with talking head training, where somebody stands and speaks. That's remarkably ineffective. And so increasingly, companies are developing software to create immersive learning opportunities, where the person who's being trained actually engages with the avatar or the system that's doing the training. And so what we see developing is sales simulators, where you have an actress or an actor playing the role of the prospect, posing statements, objections, and questions. And then you have to select a best-of-class answer. And then you will either succeed or you'll fail, and you can hit reset and do it again and again.
Sam Williams is with us. He is the head of the New View Group based here in Tucson. I'm going to ask you to slip your headset on there because we have a caller to the Buckmaster Show live line. Gloria is with us, and she has a question for Sam Williams. Go ahead, Gloria.
Great interview.
Thank you.
Are there circumstances where no amount of training is going to help? It's just a bad hire. And do you do training on how to make a good hire?
Absolutely.
Good questions.
Very good question. Of course, the starting point is to have a good job description. And a good way to develop a job description is to watch your best performers and see what they do and what their backgrounds are, what their behavior is like. And once you get that into the job description, then that will help you. The other thing that you can do is to give your best performers the profiles that I mentioned earlier, and to come up with a template based on how they respond to these profiling instruments. You can then use that template and compare it to candidates whom you interview. That tends to work really well.
Sam, traditionally, the training of sales skills and sales management has been conducted only in the setting of a company, not in colleges or business schools. You are over at the UA Eller School. It's really changing, isn't it?
It's changing so quickly. It used to be, when I went through business school, there were no courses in sales at all. You were either a finance major or you were a marketing major. Now, more and more universities, and in fact, more than 120 colleges and universities offer sales training and sales management training. There's even an organization that holds an annual competition for students. And so they have 60 colleges, 60 teams coming to outsell each other to be the salesperson of the year.
Well, it makes sense that the colleges would pick up on this because it's such a key component, of course, sales of the business community. Sam, where can people find out more about your organization, the New View Group? Where would you direct them?
Well, thank you for asking. newviewgroup.net is the website.
Okay. Sam Williams, thank you very much for being with us.
Bill, thanks so much for having me.
The technology series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Cox Business, using and serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Coming up now on 10 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, a very cold Tuesday afternoon. After a record-breaking morning, we hit 17 degrees officially at Tucson International, and that's the record for the coldest day since the records began being kept. If you're looking for a place to get away this weekend, you just decide, hey, this might be a nice little road trip, can I recommend Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico? Their Red Paint Powwow is coming up in Silver City this weekend, January 18th, 19th, and 20th. Lots of places to stay, some great places to stay, including Faywood Hot Springs, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. You can find out more about what they are offering, and they offer plenty of great attractions. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. David Safir joins us now. David, a columnist for the blog, Blog for Arizona. David, good to see you. And
thanks for inviting me in.
It's never too late to wish someone a Happy New Year since it's our first time seeing you.
Back to you, Bill.
As you were listening at the top of the show, we had freshman lawmaker Ethan Orr, who represents, I believe, the district you live in and many people in Tucson, District 9. And Ethan said he is on board, pretty much on board for the governor's, it was somewhat of a surprise announcement, David, about her call for restoration and expansion of health care coverage for the poor.
Yeah, I heard that she hadn't put that in the original speech, so it was kind of a surprise, and I was listening and was quite surprised. I wanted to comment about hearing Ethan. Ethan is my representative, as you said, and being a Democrat, I'm a little wary, but he says he's a moderate, and then he waffles about it. But his statements here were very hopeful. He really sounds like he's willing to look at what Governor Brewer is talking about and looking at what's obviously going to be working together with Democrats. I am thinking, Bill, and this is being very optimistic. I try not to be too optimistic. But I'm thinking there's a possibility there's going to be some kind of a break in the absolute stalemates, both here and in D.C., where people have to get together to make some kind of coalitions. I know that used to happen in Arizona and hasn't for a number of years. And this may be one of the cases. He said that he thinks the Senate will easily pass this and it's going to be more of a problem in the House. I emailed my senator, Steve Farley, this morning, and he predicted a battle over this thing. But it may work out the right way, which is the expansion of access. That's what I hope happens.
And David, we had Steve Farley on our show on Friday, and Steve was also echoing what you were saying about that hopefully this will be a kind of return, maybe a step back to those days when Arizona lawmakers did work together and they did have nonpartisanship. I'm optimistic about it. I've been around covering this state and the politics here for many, many years, and I actually have the best feeling this time going into this session that I have had in many, many years.
Well, we're getting to see breaks. I know we're beginning to see it in Washington for all the fact that things look absolutely awful. They did have to come together on that tax hike for the rich, and there was a coalition in the House. Things were passing huge in the Senate with a coalition of forces, more bipartisan. And I think there's only so long that you can create those absolute battle lines. And to be honest, I think the Republicans have pulled so far to the right to the point where it's wingnut territory. That's probably one of the reasons why Steve Kozacik felt he had to go towards the Democrats, that they can't stay there forever. Some of their party members are going to have to break free of that and say, we can't be absolutely doctrinaire, absolutely ideological about this.
David Safir is with us from Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. And we thank Blog for Arizona for prominently displaying the Buckmaster Show, a link on Blog for Arizona that takes you right to the Buckmaster Show website. You know, Republican Ethan Orr, I'm very impressed with this guy. He seems to be a guy that can work really both sides of the aisle. He said that he was very interested about the Child Protective Services measure during our interview today.
Well, he works in social services, yes. So that's good to know. That's a good thing to
have. He also said that he was very much interested in this simplifying the state sales tax system. And I think Republicans and Democrats pretty much agree it is an outdated system that needs upgrade.
Right, but the devil is in the details. Whenever you say simplify, you put quotes around simplify, and one person's simplification is another person's nightmare. So it's very difficult to know what that means. Those are very, very open words.
The governor is vowing, David, to seek more money for public education overall. She talks about this performance-based spending.
Yeah, performance-based spending is another one of those things that are red flags. If you know how they have changed the ratings of schools, now schools are rated A, B, C, D, F. And if you look at the way the ratings work, if you're a district like the Foothills or you're a district like Scottsdale, you'd have to do just awful to get lower than a B, and you should always get an A. While if you look at some of the other schools in Tucson or schools that are low income in general, they have to work like mad to get a B, and a C is excellent work because so much of the performance is based on income levels. It always has been. So if they say performance-based means we're going to give money to A's and B schools, they're going to be giving money to the winners. And only a few schools will be deemed worthy who are more lower income, who really need the money, really need the extra resource. And they're going to say, well, if you're getting a low C or a D, we're going to forget about you because you're not performing, you're not improving. And that is really going the wrong direction. It's really being very punitive for schools that need need more money.
You know, I was going to say we have this rainy day fund that's pushing $1 billion. It's going to be interesting in this legislative session to see if some of that money will be used to shore up education in this state.
She claims that's going to happen, but I see in May that the sales tax is going to end. When the sales tax ends, that's a $1 billion cut. I don't know exactly when the tax cuts for businesses are going to kick in, but we're talking $1 billion plus being cut from revenue. I don't see an economic upturn being strong enough to take care of that money. I don't know where it's going to come from, Bill. I was very upset that the 1 cent sales tax didn't pass. And right now in May, we've got, talk about a fiscal cliff. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Only about a minute with David Safir, a blog for Arizona. The Steve Kasachek thing has been the move over from Republican to Democrat. Mm-hmm. Highly publicized. I wasn't surprised. I don't think many people were surprised. You're probably not surprised, David. Politically, I think it's a good move for Steve. He would have faced a primary in the Republican challenge. I think this was a good move for him.
We can look at it pragmatically. He did make a good move because he was going to be hit from the right hard in the Republican Party. But I'm going to go back to last week. He put together a gun buyback program. The Democratic Party kicked in $1,000 to put into that gun buyback fund. Don Jorgensen, the new party chair, was out there with Steve Kasachek. So was at least one of the council members. I can't remember exactly who it was. Meanwhile, Kasachek was literally getting death threats from Republicans. Frank Antonori was over in the parking lot next door trying to subvert him. You put yourself in that situation. You say, who are my potential friends and who are the people who are working against me? And it's not a hard leap to make to move into the Democratic Party.
And Mr. Jorgensen, Dr. Jorgensen will be the guest here on the Buckmaster Show on Thursday. He's coming up here on the program.
A superb man. I've known him for a number of years. Wonderful guy.
David Safir, thank you very much. It's Blog for Arizona, and we thank Blog for Arizona for their relationship with our show. Thanks a lot,
David.
Thank
you, Bill.
Culligan Water supplies the bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. We are very happy that they do, and all of our guests seem to love Culligan Water. And the reason, folks, it's real simple. It just simply tastes better. Support also comes from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Congratulations to John C. Scott. John coming up 3 to 5 here this afternoon. John is the American Advertising Federation Tucson chapter 2013 Golden Mike Award winner. That means there are now three of us here at KVOI who have that honor. John, welcome to the club. Congratulations. That's it for the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.